A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. The foolish ones, when taking their lamps, brought no oil with them, but the wise brought flasks of oil with their lamps. Since the bridegroom was long delayed, they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight there was a cry, "Behold, the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all those virgins got up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish one said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise ones replied, "No, for there may not be enough for us and you. Go instead to the merchants and buy some for yourselves." While they went off to buy it, the bridegroom came and those who were ready went into the wedding feast with him. Then the door was locked. Afterwards, the other virgins came and said, "Lord, Lord, open the door for us." But he said in reply, "Amen, I say to you, I do not know you. Therefore, stay awake, for you know neither the day nor the hour." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. I have a friend, her name is Andrea. She is the mom of 3 young children. For the past 2 years, I have gone with Andrea and her extended family on vacation to the Rocky Mountains. I had heard Andrea's family talk many times about how organized she is. Actually, her mom is exactly the same way. However, it was not until I experienced the family vacation that I understood just how true the stories were. Packing for 3 young children for a week of hiking was no small feat. Sufficient clothes for unpredictable weather, food both healthy and appealing, favorite snacks for the trails, attention grabbers for a 12-hour drive in the van, favorite toys and books, first aid for unplanned contingencies, hiking supplies, and the list goes on. Even coming up with this list, I'm sure I'm forgetting something, but Andrea never did. Watching Andrea in action was nothing short of awesome to me. My guess is that most moms totally understand this reality. Andrea knew what it took to be ready and prepared to enjoy this time with her family. And she did not delay or put off attending to what was within her ability and power to do to make it possible. I'm guessing that Andrea would have been among the wise virgins. It is true that we are not in total control of every detail of our lives, even though we may sometimes slip into the illusion that we are and frantically try to manage everything. Yet, life is full of choices. Every single day, we have many opportunities to make choices that shape the kind of person we are and want to be and the kind of world we live in. We may not always feel like it, but even in the most challenging situation, we have the human freedom to choose how we will act in that moment. Every choice we make has a consequence. True, some choices are more significant than others, but all of them in some way impact the world in which we live and the people around us. Life really is a matter of choice, not chance. The physical world teaches us the practical reality and natural consequences of being prepared or not, and acting or not, on what we know. The farmer who delays planting the spring crop until August will not have a harvest. The athlete who delays training until a week before the event will not make the team. The student who waits until the night before the exam to open the book will not acquire knowledge. There isn't another farmer, another athlete, or another student who can give what is lacking to the one who delays and does not prepare. A pastor once shared that he had been a chaperone for a high school senior class trip. One of their day adventures during the trip was to take a ferry boat from Mackinac City, Michigan, to Mackinac Island. The students were free to choose how they would spend the day on the island, but they absolutely had to be back to the boat dock by 6 p.m. or they would be left behind. Well, you guessed it. Three of the students misjudged their time and were late for the planned departure. As they frantically ran to the dock, screaming for the boat to stop, their classmates waved as they faded into the distance. The students and parents who waited for the stragglers were left to make their way on their own. The students later confessed they were not delayed because of some unforeseen and uncontrollable event. They simply did not want to end the fun they were having. They made a choice, not a wise one, but a foolish one. Given a little time to reflect, each of us likely could recall a time when we could better identify with the wise version, and a time when we were clearly more like the foolish virgins. There have been times when we were ready and awake, and times when we were asleep and literally missed the boat. Earlier I said that the choices we make have different consequences. Certainly, choosing between hot fudge or caramel on my sundae does not have the same significance as choosing whether or not I will spend time in prayer each day. Some choices lead to much more serious consequences. In the spiritual life, foolishness can in fact keep us from experiencing life itself. The oil in the lamp, the light of consciousness, is what allows us to know the presence of God in us and with us always. The oil in the lamp allows us to see Jesus in our very midst. The oil in the lamp is gained by choosing to live the teachings of Jesus day after day after day after day after day. Spiritual wisdom is not acquired overnight. Although we can understand the story of the 10 virgins as being about Jesus' second coming, we can also apply its teaching to the present. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is among you. My peace and my joy I give to you now." We can each ask ourselves a question. Where in my life am I choosing to postpone the joy, the peace, the life Jesus promised? In other words, which of Jesus' teachings am I putting off? To what am I saying, "Oh, I will do that tomorrow," or "There's plenty of time for that"? What simple teaching of Jesus will you choose to practice today? Personal prayer, kindness, forgiveness, compassion, trust, sacrifice, patience, so that your inner light might reveal the bridegroom's return in the midst of your day to day. Truly, the kingdom is among us. Being a Christian, a disciple of Jesus, means that we always have a choice, and that life is not to be left to chance. Amen.